Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new sex toy review. And today's product is the Paola 18.29-pound Big Boobs Sexy Ass Torso Sex Doll from Nastnova. So Nastnova is very similar to Tantaly. So we have some assistants. Okay, so we got Celestina here. Hey, babe. And we got Body Pillow Celestina. She'll be more important in a moment. And we have the Paola Torso Sex Doll, which is on the right. And then we have the Aurora Torso Sex Doll from Tantaly on the left. So you can see that the body types are somewhat similar. Similar in kind of shape and function, I would say. So here's the thing. I'm not going to put the measurements. I actually wasted a whole bunch of like sticky notes in previous videos. Rather than use a bunch of sticky notes, I'm just going to put the measurements on the screen for you. So you can see exactly how these two torsos compare. So you can see with your eyes, the Paola is not life size. It's small. It weighs less than 20 pounds, whereas the Aurora torso weighs over 50 pounds. In terms of cost, the Paola is about $200. The Aurora is about $600. So there's a price difference. There's a weight difference. There's a volume difference. There's a difference. All right. So now you've seen that. The important thing is these dolls can be posed. If you can see, the Aurora torso and the Paola torso are sitting up under their own power. So their legs bend, their waist bend, they have a skeleton. This is really cool. So what I really like about these torsos is you can pose them, as opposed to a lot of other sex toys that are just big floppy, you know, bricks of TPE. These can be posed, they have a metal skeleton, everything's cool. So now I'll show you more about the Paola, but I wanted to compare it to the Aurora because that's the baseline whenever I review these torsos. All right, so here we have the Paola torso laid on top of Body Pillow Celestina, and you can see it matches. So you can see that the torso lines up with the hips, the breasts, basically everything. So this is a great body pillow companion. And unlike other toys that I've reviewed, which are designed to be compatible with a body pillow, because this is a full torso, so I know I don't have a body pillow that has a doggy style image, but because the torso is a full doll, it's not like flat on one side. This will work with any body pillow. So you can do the doggy style position. You know, there's the butt, everything works. Everything's the right size. Everything fits the body pillow. You may be wondering, why are body pillows like this size? Why aren't they bigger? It's because body pillows are only 150 centimeters. That's just the size of body pillows. So I guess you can get like a super long body pillow or some kind of custom body pillow if you want it to be even longer, but your average anime body pillow is this size. So the toys that are made to be an accessory for a body pillow waifu are scaled accordingly. Anyway, so because this torso has a skeleton, you can pose the legs up for doggy style. You can lift the legs up, you can spread them, you can do all kinds of stuff that you couldn't do with just a floppy piece of TPE. Okay, so here is the doll, obviously in the spread eagle position. And as you can see, it matches with the body pillow. Like if I just push this over, it is pushing down into the fabric of the pillow, but you can see it matches the actual body position very, very well. So this gives you something to interact with. If you have a body pillow waifu and, you know, it feels like a body pillow and not a person, this is something you can interact with. This is probably the ultimate body pillow accessory. I know I've reviewed a whole bunch of kind of, you know, doggy style asses and all kinds of stuff. This is like kind of your one-stop shop. You can literally do anything because it is basically a torso doll. And it's scaled down to work with a body pillow. Let's get a nice look at that gaping vagina and butt. So, you know, here you have the clitoris and the urethra, which obviously, you know, dolls don't need foreplay. You can see into that vagina. There it is, the Sarlacc pit itself. And then the butt as well. I don't know if you can kind of see it. The butt is obviously designed to be a little tighter than the vagina. But, you know, there you go. So this is for if you want to do... Hold on. Focus. Focus. There we go. So this is for spread eagle. Let me show you doggy style. So now the doll is in the doggy style position. I want to point out, I didn't just, you know, flip her over and do this. I also bent her spine. So I bent her spine to make her butt kind of pop up a little bit higher. So the spine is adjustable and the legs are movable as well. There is a skeleton throughout this tall, so you can adjust accordingly. But let's get a look. Let's get a look. So there's the vagina and there's the butt. So you got a nice little couple orifices to play with and interact with. All right, let's do a jiggle test. So here we have the doggy style butt. You can see a nice good jiggle. Good jiggle. It feels good, a little soft. It feels kind of similar to a breast, but I think that might just be the size. But TP is a little bit on the soft side, but the butt is pretty squishy, but not in a bad way. It's a nice, good squish. All right, we gotta do a jiggle test on the other side. Hold on. Okay, so here I just flipped the doll over. This is still in the doggy style position. You can kind of see the spine is still adjusted slightly. But anyway, so this also works for cowgirl, but obviously the body pillow would get in the way. But if you have a VR headset, there you go. Wait, let's do a titty test. So the breasts are, they feel like the butt, honestly. They're not the best breasts I felt. They're fine for their size. They're obviously like scaled down, but huge. They're like, these are huge titties, but on a scaled down doll, they look a little small. They feel a little small. Like these feel like A cups, even though like they look like H cups. It's just based on the scale, but the breasts feel, there's a good squish. It feels like the ass, honestly. Let's do the jiggle. So there's the jiggle. It's got a good jiggle. It's got a good jiggle. I can't knock the jiggle. I mean, what you see is what you get. It's good. It does its job. It's a little on the small side. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. So, you know, if you got a full doll like Celestina, hey, babe, you know, she obviously looks like a grown adult woman. You know, if someone found Celestina, there might be an awkward conversation. But no one can look at Celestina and think that I'm into kids. Well, that's the problem with these scaled down body pillow dolls. If someone found your body pillow and your doll, they can be like, oh, it's so small. It must be a child. Now, clearly, this isn't what a child's body looks like. They don't understand the idea of a scaled down adult, like a Barbie doll. Like a Barbie doll can fit in the palm of your hand, but it's not a like a fetus. It's an adult woman scaled down to the size of a Barbie doll. But just be aware, there's going to be people who aren't going to appreciate this subtle nuance of a scaled-down adult versus a life-size doll. So that's something you're going to have to deal with. If you have a body pillow waifu and you've always wanted to interact with it in a more realistic way, highly recommend this toy. However, be aware that it is small compared to a life-size doll like the Aurora Torso or like Celestina. So be aware. There's going to be possible accusations, possible insinuations. It is small. It is scaled down. Not everyone's going to understand the idea of a scaled down body pillow waifu. It is what it is. Just be aware of what you're getting into. Now, I wouldn't worry about anything like with the authorities or anything, but just, you know, friends and family who may find it. Luckily, the box, it comes with a very sturdy cardboard box with a styrofoam kind of shell that the torso fits in snugly and the styrofoam goes down. You can always reinforce it. You can get an ottoman. Like I have an ottoman for the Aurora torso. You can get an ottoman, whether lockable or not. You can put your torso and your body pillow and your waifu stuff in there if you're worried about someone judging you for your masturbatory habits. But I just felt that due to the size of this doll, it's like the smallest one I've reviewed, something needed to be said because I don't want people to get the wrong idea or... you know, someone didn't make accusations, which is going to happen anyway, but what are you going to do? Anyway, this toy is perfect if you have a body pillow waifu, because as you can see, it matches one for one with the scale. So if you have a body pillow waifu and you can't afford a life-size doll like Celestina, there you go. The Paola is where it's at. Could you go a little bit bigger? Could you put a life-size torso on a body pillow? Possibly. Another advantage of this, because it's only 20 pounds, you can use it much more easily with VR. using a life-size doll or even like a 50-pound torso like Aurora is very, very difficult in VR. But a 20-pound doll, pretty easy to manipulate. So if you have a body pillow waifu or a VR headset kind of set up for your waifu, good toy. Just be aware of the possible accusations of pedophilia. So anyway, I do have a coupon code. You could save a little bit of money on checkout. This is not from Tantaly. This is a different sponsor, different website. So check out the coupon code in the description. The company that makes the payola is Nasnova. Nasnova makes the payola. Tantaly makes the Aurora. The Dollhouse makes Celestina. So thank you, Nasnova, for sponsoring this video. Check out the coupon code. Go to the correct website. Check it out if you're interested. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.